Hello and welcome to Alumni Connection, the newsletter for the Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association. This is Brian LeBlanc for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Today I'll be reading from Issue 4, the Winter Edition 2024 of Alumni Connection. President's Corner by Dr. Ricky Scott. As president of our association, I wish to express to you that I hope that all of you had an excellent holiday season with family and friends. This is the season that we give thanks and demonstrate our love of family and friends. Let us continue to express that love and appreciation for our family and friends, as well as toward each other in the GMS family for the upcoming year. I am excited about 2024. Because it gives us an opportunity to continue to have a positive impact in our communities of those who are blind or visually impaired, and the GMS administration, faculty, staff, and students. On July 1st, 2024, GMS will formally become under the administration of its own independent Board of Trustees, on which I serve because of my position as president of our association. This Board of Trustees, in the meantime, is working diligently to ensure a smooth transition to this new governance. It is my firm belief that this Board of Trustees will advance the education for GMS students well into the future. On another note, our winter meeting will be held on January 27, 2024, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on the GMS campus. As I close, I encourage you to continue to work to advance the work of our association through your membership and service on committees. Committee Reports. Education Committee Report by Dr. Ricky Scott. As chairman of the Education Committee, I reach out to the membership to determine if there are those who might be interested in serving on this committee. Meanwhile, I look forward to 2024 to provide informative and exciting educational presentations to you at both our winter and annual convention and reunion meetings. While planning for the winter meeting presentations is ongoing, it is my plan to provide an update to you regarding updates to the online voting process for persons who are blind or visually impaired at our winter meeting, which will be held on Saturday, January 27, 2024, at the Weathers Hill Dining Hall located at 329 Ash Avenue, Raleigh, North Carolina, on the GMS campus between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Let me know if you have any questions. Feel free to call me at 919-673-8300 or email at rickyscott09@gmail.com. GMSAA Incorporated Finance Committee Report. Tim Snyder, Chairman. The English writer Charles Dickens opened his novel A Tale of Two Cities with the now famous words, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times." The GMSAA finances are not that hyperbolic on both ends, but if taken with a little less drama, this sentence applies. We have a solid general fund. Our convention fund, while reduced by more than half by our convention expenses, still maintains a good balance on which to build. And our investments are positioned solidly with growth possibilities for us to consider. On the other hand, we face the ever-present need to raise funds to replenish the convention fund and to continue to build the general fund and investment account. This fundraising needs to be the work of the entire membership. If each of us by our influence could raise $300 in 2024, we would exceed $20,000 and will have surpassed our annual budget. I commend our Resource Development Committee, who I am sure will bring us ideas for accomplishing our financial needs and goals. Our Budget Subcommittee of our Finance Committee will have a recommended 2024 budget, which will be presented at our January meeting for approval. The Investment Subcommittee has felt the rocky turbulence of the stock market, but we remain financially strong in our investments, with most of our funds being invested in cash at this time. Our total convention expenses were $8,408.08. We did have convention fund income of $3,620. This income lessens the bite of the expenses, but we still had a negative in this area. This situation means that we must have two goals. First, we must raise convention fund money to restore the fund to its former value. Our second goal should be to have the convention fund income to equal or surpass each year the total convention expenses. If these goals are reached, we will grow in our fiscal soundness. This must be done without neglecting to add to our general fund and our investment account. All of these financial areas must be given proper attention and care. I hope this brief report gives you a picture of where we stand financially and how we need to proceed. We all need to work together to see that this happens. I wish to thank Barrett, Daryl, and Tamika for serving on the Finance Committee with me. Let us pray that the Lord will help us do good things for the blind and deaf of North Carolina and beyond. Resource Development, December 1, 2023. Hello, everyone. This is Margaret Carter. I am the chairperson of the Resource and Development Committee. As of right now, there are two others on the committee. They are Patricia Coley Duncan and Daryl Eaton. If anyone else is interested in serving, please call me at 919-856-0034. Our main fundraising project for 2024 will be one in which every member of the organization will be able to participate. We are asking that everyone who is a member or friend of GMSAAI to turn in money representing their age to the committee during our Friday night activities at our August reunion and convention. I will be 66 years old by then, so I will be turning in $66. You may come up with your own way to raise your money, sell something, ask for donations from friends and family, or just take it out of your account and turn it in. Please, please take this matter seriously and do your best to support your organization. We plan to have a 50-50 raffle during our January meeting, so please remember to bring a few extra dollars for a chance to win big bucks. Thank you all, Margaret Carter. Update, GMS Board of Trustees. Dear GMS alumni, I trust this message finds you well. I bring you greetings from the newly established and appointed Board of Trustees of the Governor Moorhead School. Pursuant to Session Law 2023-10, House Bill 11, the state's schools for the deaf and blind will be governed by separate, independent boards of trustees, effective July 1, 2024. In preparation, the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction has begun to develop a transition plan for the change in administration. It will submit interim reports to the State Board of Education and the Joint Legislative Education Oversight Committee by May 15, 2023, December 15, 2023, and March 15, 2024 regarding this process. The Board of Trustees has 7 members. The General Assembly appoints 4 voting members, while the State Board of Education appoints 1 voting member. The Department of Health and Human Services Division of Services for the Blind appoints 1 non-voting member, and the President of the GMS Alumni Association or their designee serves as a non-voting member. Dr. Alan Chase, Ms. Tiana Sims Beechler, Mr. J. Locke Milholland IV, and Dr. Sean Takoon were appointed by the General Assembly. Ms. Tracy Wilkerson was appointed by the State Board of Education. Mr. John DeLuca was appointed by the Department of Health and Human Services, and Dr. Ricky Scott is serving as president of the GMS Alumni Association. Dr. Chase was elected chair of the board, and Ms. Beechler was elected vice chair. The initial BOT meeting occurred on October 18, 2023. A second meeting occurred on December 11, 2023, which generated and reviewed the drafted school report that was turned into the General Assembly on December 15, 2023. The Department of Public Instruction has collaborated with North Carolina School Boards Association, NCSBA, to obtain training and membership opportunities for the Board of Trustees. NCSBA offered core board training for the Board of Trustee members and the school director in early December 2023. This training defined the roles and responsibilities of board members, open meeting requirements, public records request, board member ethics, liability, and effective advocacy. GMS has generated a separate section on its website for the incoming Board of Trustees. Here you can read more about the backgrounds of each of the board members. The school has also provided an individual email address for each Board of Trustee member in order for them to correspond with the school community and stakeholders as they officially start their supervisory role on July 1st, 2024. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me at allen.chase@gms.dpi.nc.gov. Dr. Alan A. Chase. Updates from GMS School Director. November 15, 2023. The latest news and announcements. Current operational projects. Second floor Simpson HVAC. Cafeteria refurnishing. Media center painting and recarpeting. Campus key lock project. Curran HVAC and waste. Lineberry HVAC. Instructional happenings. Use of progress monitoring tool in K-12 programming. Core monitoring progress for student life. Project partnership with Elon University. Current student happenings. Halloween legislative visit. State fair visit. RDU airport orientation visit. Scout troop activity. Winter musical concert. December 7, 2023 policy changes. HB 11. More parent and school district engagement. Governor Moorhead School continues to move forward, by Melvin Diggs, Jr. Over the past 20 months, much work has gone into recalibrating the focus and direction of school programming and operational needs. With the school's strategic plan firmly launched, GMS has shifted to a literacy braille focus that should benefit students with various visual impairments, or VI. A key to this shift is considering how younger students can access our program for the foundational supports and intervention needed, not just for visual impairments, but also other additional needs that commonly accompany students with visual impairments as a primary area of disability. Even though technology is making remarkable strides to support our students with accommodations and enhancements, basic content area instruction with a focus on the learner's needs with a VI lens is required. For many of the traditional school districts and charter schools, there is little or no support for students in their home school district for visual impairment, VI, or orientation and mobility, OM, services. Braille instruction is still an integral part of the learner's process. Additionally, in many cases, because of the lack of services in the student's home school and local communities, they fall behind in academic performance due to a lack of cohesive instruction and confidence to participate in academic risk-taking, trial and error. Governor Moorhead School provides the unique opportunity to make both available to the learner. In the past 20 months, there have been planning and curriculum conversations, along with the implementation of new materials and best practices to assist in this goal. We also have increased recruitment efforts to hire staff to serve our students with various needs. We have decreased vacancy rates by over 15% already this year. We have also reduced absentee rates by 7% over the past year, which means students have more time to experience content and specialty instructors to gain more knowledge and experience with the curriculum. We consider curriculum objectives when considering off-campus opportunities and field trip experiences. We continue to move forward, expanding the unique opportunities for students. We began competing in goalball during the spring of last year with much excitement from the students and staff, and Governor Moorhead hopes to return to our athletics programs that were paused due to the pandemic in the upcoming spring semester. Governor Moorhead School History. Governor Moorhead School, GMS, is the flagship school in North Carolina that serves the special needs of visually impaired students in a unique residential setting. The innovativeness of the Governor Moorhead School extends back to its roots. When the school was established in 1845, it was the 8th school for the blind in the United States. Equally impressive is that North Carolina was the first state to serve the African American blind and deaf population, beginning just 4 years after the Civil War. The school moved to the current location on Ash Avenue in Raleigh in 1923 and was renamed in 1964 in honor of former Governor John Motley Moorhead. African American students attended school at the Garner Road campus until an exchange of students began in 1967, with full integration being achieved in 1977. The school provided services to children from 5 to 21 years of age until 1987, at which time the Governor Moorhead preschool program extended the services to children ages birth through 4 years of age throughout the state. In the past decade, the school's role has expanded to serve school-aged children in their home communities. Through the outreach program, initiated in 1993, local education agencies across the state can refer visually impaired students to GMS. These specialized services, per local school system request, are provided in the child's local school system. Services were made available to students for whom their local school systems determined the need for short-term training in the expanded core curriculum in 1996. This training is variable in length, typically 1 to 2 weeks, and provided on the GMS campus. Apart from its flagship status as the only school with a boarding program in the state for visually impaired students, GMS is renowned for its excellent program in orientation and mobility, as well as its Braille music program. Over the years, many GMS staff members have gone on to serve at the State Department level or assume leadership positions in local school systems. Spotlight cameras. In this issue of the newsletter, Dr. Alan Chase is featured as one who is positively impacting GMS. Dr. Alan Chase is a graduate of the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind. He holds a master's degree in special education and a doctorate in educational administration and supervision from NC State University. His doctoral dissertation focused on educational policy as it relates to schools for the blind. Dr. Chase began working with students with visual impairments and other disabilities in 2005 on college transition and access through temporary state service and the nonprofit sector. In 2008, Dr. Chase established a nonprofit organization for youth with visual impairments that continues to support college and career readiness skills each summer today. Professionally, he has served as a teacher and central office school leader in North Carolina and a school administrator in Tennessee. Dr. Chase also has served as an adjunct faculty member at the university level. At the state level, he has served on the board of directors of the North Carolina Association for the Education and Rehabilitation of the Blind and Visually Impaired and the Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association, and was chairperson of the North Carolina Conference on Visual Impairment and Blindness. On the national level, Dr. Chase serves on the AER Organizations and Schools Accreditation Committee and is a peer reviewer for the Review and the Journal of Risk, Hazards, and Crisis in Public Policy. Dr. Chase has published papers in the Journal of Visual Impairment and Blindness. He has presented at state and national conferences on a variety of topics around special education, visual impairments, and policy. Currently, he works in the Office of Exceptional Children at the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction. Informational Articles of Interest. Coalition for the Concerns of the Totally Blind. Patricia A. Lepofsky, President. Hello. I wanted to share some information with you about a special affiliate, the Coalition for the Concerns of the Totally Blind, referred to as CCTB, a special affiliate of FCB, that has been in existence since 1999. The mission of CCTB is to improve the success of people who are totally blind or have no usable vision through collective efforts to ensure equal opportunity and advocacy for improved accessibility to programs and services, to educate the general public as to the needs, capabilities, and potentialities of persons who are totally blind, and to provide peer support or assistance for those who want it. Although our main focus is on those with no usable vision, anyone who is interested in blindness is welcome to join this affiliate, including those sighted folks who would like to learn more about blindness in general. Throughout the years, CCTB has developed informational documents to educate the general public on a variety of things, such as healthcare information, basic questions and answers about blindness, and other documents designed to educate the public in general. In addition to our bimonthly meetings, where we may have a topic of discussion or perhaps a speaker, or just do something fun like play trivia or chat, we also have a meeting each year where we provide a program on a specific topic. These topics have ranged from things like gardening to pedestrian signals to having someone speak to us about the airlines and the latest guidelines for what to expect when flying to the latest techie devices that are available. Our annual membership dues are $12 per year and can be paid using PayPal or sending a paper check to our treasurer. For more information, or should you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact me at my information below. Thanks for taking the time to read this. We hope you will consider joining our affiliate. Patricia A. Lipofsky, President, Coalition for the Concerns of the Totally Blind, CCTB. Email P. Lipofsky, I'll spell that, P-L-I-P-O-V-S-K-Y @cfl.rr.com. Home phone 386-255-0288. Cell phone 386-212-6627. And remember to be yourself. Everyone else is taken. Seeing AI advances reading mode. Artificial intelligence, AI, has become a dominant force in technology, and it's interesting to note that people with vision loss are benefiting from this development. In August 2017, we first reported the new Seeing AI app from Microsoft, an intelligent camera that translates images into words for people with low vision or blindness. The app is part of an ongoing research project founded and led by software engineer Saqib Shaikh, who also worked on the development of Bing Search and the Cortana voice assistant. He well understands the needs of people with vision loss, having lost his own sight at the age of 7. It was a labor of love for Saqib Shaikh, and it appeared to be an incredibly magnanimous gesture on the part of Microsoft. They created the app, so far exclusively for Apple OS. The app was and remains free on the App Store. As Seeing AI launched, they promised the best was yet to come, and we'd have to say that is true. Microsoft engineer and Seeing AI developer Saqib Shaikh smiles broadly as he uses the app. Image credit, Microsoft. Seeing AI is now comprised of 10 channels. Here is a rundown of the impressive lineup in version 5.2. Short text. If you've never used the app, this is a good reason to start. Point the camera at text and it will read it back to you instantly. Use it to read just about anything, including all kinds of signs, home and building addresses, mail, labels, tags, and other inaccessible text you encounter every day. Document. The camera guides you to photograph the entire document, then reads it back. Now, instead of reading the document from start to finish, you can ask Seeing AI questions and get right to the information you're looking for. For example, photograph a restaurant menu, then type or dictate a question like, "What are the chicken dishes?" Or photograph a receipt and ask for the price of a specific item. Product. A barcode reader with audio guidance helps you find the code, then scans it. In the grocery store, for example, the code might identify the brand and flavor on the ice cream container, or the fat content of the milk, or if the bread is wheat or white. Person. Use the camera to scan and tell you about the people nearby. Facial descriptions include an estimate of age and expression. Set face recognition to announce the name of someone you know when they come into view. Currency. Select the paper currency you wish to identify. Choose from 17 currency options and hold the camera over a single note to hear the value. Scene. Take a photo of a scene and hear a description. Explore the photo by moving your finger around the screen or tap Tab for more info. World. A newly experimental channel that helps you navigate indoor environments, guided by special audio using headphones. Color. Point the camera at an item, and it will identify the color. Handwriting. Written text must be written right side up and performs best when writing is neat and legible. You may find the accuracy disappointing, but don't give up on it. Your feedback can help improve it. Light. For users with no light perception, this channel indicates intensity and direction of light through audible tone and pitch changes. The Seeing AI app is available in the App Store, coming soon, we hear, for Android. Feedback helps improve the app, so do share your thoughts through the app or by email. Get quick help and video tutorials at the upper right corner on every channel. Post originally published on January 9, 2018, and most recently updated October 26, 2023. Announcing Be My AI, soon available for hundreds of thousands of Be My Eyes users. Be My Eyes AI Assistant, powered by GPT-4, is rolling out to hundreds of thousands of iOS users over the next several weeks. Since 2015, Be My Eyes has worked to connect our 6.9 million volunteers to users to assist them with everyday tasks. Our mission is to make the world more accessible for people who are blind or have low vision, which is why 7 months ago, our team began working with the blind community to incorporate AI into the existing Be My Eyes platform. Since then, over 19,000 blind and low vision beta testers contributed to the design and function of our new AI feature. Today, we are thrilled to announce that Be My AI is officially entering an open beta phase for iOS users, and in coming weeks will be available for hundreds of thousands of Be My Eyes users worldwide. We'll start releasing Be My AI to all our existing iPhone users this week. The full rollout will take a few weeks, so be sure to keep your app updated so you will have access to Be My AI as soon as it is available to you. How to access and use Be My AI. Using Be My AI in your everyday life is quick and simple. Once you have access, open the Be My Eyes app, click on the Be My AI tab, and take a picture. Be My AI will give you a detailed description about it, and you can chat and ask Be My AI further questions to get more information. If you like what Be My AI described, you can send its response and photo to others, or use its description in social media. And don't worry, if Be My AI can't answer all your questions, if you want to check its results, or if you just need a little more description than Be My AI can provide, or crave the magic and humanity of working with people, you can still easily reach one of our dedicated volunteers, just like before. They will always be there in 150 languages all across the globe. If you want to learn more about Be My AI and how to use it at its best, we've collected the most common questions and answers in our Help Center. Make sure to check them out. When to use Be My AI. You can use Be My AI 24/7 in all those situations when you want quick visual assistance without necessarily calling a human volunteer. Be My AI is perfect for all those circumstances when you want a quick solution or you don't feel like talking to another person to get visual assistance. You may be amazed that Be My AI knows more than just what's in the photo. Just ask for more context and discover what it can tell you. Be My AI also will give deaf-blind users a new way to get information if they use, for example, a Braille display. Be My AI's written responses are user-selectable in 29 languages. For all of its advantages, though, Be My AI does not and should not replace a white cane, guide dog, or other mobility aid that provides for safe travel. Quote, I have been using it in several ways, taking my own photos, particularly of images in magazines, on Twitter, where very few people add descriptions or alt text, and on WhatsApp, where my family send me photos in groups all the time without any context. I was unsure about using ChatGPT, which I'd seen many blind people using on social media, but when I saw that you were adding it, I thought I'd give it a go, end quote. Sarah, Be My AI user. Over the past few months, our blind and low-vision beta testers have experimented with Be My AI and discovered many different ways to use it throughout your day, from learning how to use new breakfast products in the morning to making sure your light is off before going to bed. We've collected a bunch of real-life examples directly from their experiences to inspire you and show you what Be My AI can do. Get information about a popcorn box and access to cooking directions. Read buttons on your dishwasher, washing machine, and other appliances with flat-screen controls. Reorganize your wardrobe or create the perfect outfit for a night out. Read instructions to set up your new laptop, smartphone, or tablet. Read comics, books, and magazines. Set up your Apple TV, Chromecast, or Amazon Fire Stick. Find something that you accidentally dropped on the floor. Get descriptions of memes from Facebook, X, Instagram, and Mastodon. Take pictures of paintings, statues, and other artwork to get detailed descriptions of them. You can also get pictures from your holidays and special events described to you. Read the number of your bus at the bus station, or check out the departures screen at the train station or at the airport. Read the menu at the restaurant and get relevant information from your receipt. Translate text from dozens of different languages. Prepare for a university exam or get assistance with your homework. Check your makeup and identify beauty products while getting ready to go out. Quote, there aren't enough words in the world to express what a truly miraculous, life-changing, day-making thing Be My Eyes, and especially Be My AI, is. Now I'm actually looking forward to organizing my closet because I won't need human help. It describes my clothes in a way that makes them all sound gorgeous, end quote. Amy, Be My AI user. What is an open beta? Open beta status just means we are opening up Be My AI to all our iOS users while we continue developing it and making it better based on your feedback. AI image recognition is complicated, and AI in general is still a rapidly evolving technology just in its infancy. Be My Eyes and OpenAI are constantly learning how to improve it. There will be hiccups, things may break. You may still get hallucinations, occasional wrong answers, and experience some frustrations. But we will be here to fix the breaks and keep making things better. So please be patient and keep telling us about your experiences, positive and negative, so we can make this the best possible tool for you. What's next? Android. We started closed beta testing Be My AI for Android devices last week, and our goal is to move it to broadly available open beta status in the coming months. You can already sign up on the waitlist for Android beta testing directly in the Be My Eyes app. Here at Be My Eyes, the pace of innovation is accelerating. To keep updated about Be My AI, make sure to follow Be My Eyes on LinkedIn, X, Facebook, Instagram, Mastodon, and TikTok. David Goldfield, Blindness Assistive Technology Specialist, NVDA Certified Expert. How can a way-around make my life easier and more efficient? While way-around isn't the first company to create an audible label option for people with vision or reading limitations, our way of doing it simplifies the whole process. Instead of relying upon others to explain what something is beyond a basic naming label, our system allows all of the pertinent information needed to fully identify and use an item to be added to each tag. This allows for independence on a larger scale because users of this technology will only need to call upon someone else to assist when there are new things to label or the labels need to be updated with new information. When you tag something with WayAround, it becomes permanently accessible. That means you'll never again have to find a sighted person and ask them, "What is this?" With easy-to-scan Way tags, users can move about their world and easily find and understand the items around them. Labels increase independence for all. Living a life that is as independent as possible is the goal for everyone, especially those who are blind or have some level of vision loss. Independence may be challenging when you can't see the things around you clearly, especially in a world filled with visual information and complicated instructions. Whether you have low vision or no vision, you should be able to get all the info you need without having to ask someone else. There are lots of different assistive technologies available, but it can get confusing trying to determine which will work best for your particular situation. Plus, you shouldn't have to buy an expensive, bulky device that may become outdated. With WayAround, the possibilities are endless. Our Way tags can be placed anywhere and on anything. What's more, they can store as much information as you need, so you don't have to settle for limited information. Adding WayAround into your life is as easy as inputting the information, tagging, and scanning. If you can write a text message, you can use WayAround. These tiny tags hold the key to independence, efficiency, and confidence. Having to ask for help matching an outfit will become a thing of the past. Knowing what foods are in your freezer just by grabbing something and scanning will make cooking and choosing ingredients or food a breeze. It's as simple as selecting an item, scanning it, and listening to the information or to view large-size text. This efficient labeling system will bring about freedom that many blind folks don't get to experience very often. Moving about your home or office space and easily identifying everything that surrounds you will make life easier. The sky is the limit. Many other labeling options for blind people have limitations to what they could be used for. Some are good for identifying only one type of thing, like products with barcodes, or work with for people with only a certain type of sight loss. That is not the case for WayAround. Our technology has been specifically designed to ensure they can be applied to anything. Plus, it works for people with low vision, no vision, and deafblindness. There are a variety of tags to choose from, which allows you to label everything from clothing to food to hobby and cleaning supplies. You'll find that our labels can withstand washers and dryers and extreme freezing temperatures found within a freezer, making this technology the best choice for your life. The type of weigh tags we offer. On-metal weigh clip plastic clip. Simply attach the tabs to paper-thin cardboard or elastic or rubber bands. For metal items, the on-metal weigh clip plastic clip is required. This tag can be used for non-metal items as well. Weigh clip plastic clip, regular clips that can be used on non-metal items. On-metal weigh tag stickers. These square stickers can be applied directly to anything metal, glass, plastic, and more. Weigh tag stickers. These round stickers can be directly applied to an item or an index card attached to the object using paper clips or elastic bands. Weigh tag magnets. These labels have a magnetic backing to be applied directly to magnetic surfaces like canned goods. Weigh tag two-hole buttons. Attach to clothing and accessories by sewing them on. These can go through the washer and dryer. Weigh tag oval hole buttons, perfect for attaching to clothing with a safety pin. These labels can go through the washer and dryer. Use with a silicone band for frozen foods. Weigh Around allows for unlimited scans and edits to the information stored on each tag. These labels can also help you to organize the items around your home by making it easier to know what something is quickly. Categorizing things by item type, color, size, etc. is now easier than ever. There is no stopping you when you add weigh tags to your everyday life. The days of forgetting what items are and relying on sighted assistance will be long gone. Just tag, scan, and go toward an independent future. No extra devices necessary. Other labeling options for blind people require expensive, bulky devices. Users must carry a separate device to read their labels. Updating labels and the technology itself is a chore. WayAround is accessible from any Android or iOS device. You simply have to download the free app, input the information, and then you are free to go about your day. Most phones have a built-in NFC, Near Field Communications reader. This is the technology that powers WayAround. If you don't have a phone with built-in NFC, Near Field Communications capabilities, pair it with our WayLink scanner. This accessory is light, small, and convenient to carry around. Simply scan your weigh tags with the WayLink scanner to read or write information. The WayLink sends the information to your phone or tablet, so you don't have to scan directly with your device. The information stored within your WayAround account will always be easily accessible, and it's automatically backed up to the cloud when you're connected to Wi-Fi or cellular data. If you get a new phone or want to log in with more than one device, your information will be available and up to date. Essentially, the labels you create are your ticket to experiencing the world around you fully and independently. Want to get tips, tricks, and news from WayAround delivered directly to your inbox? Subscribe today to get the latest. We will never spam you, and you can unsubscribe at any time. www.wayaround.com. Inspirational Poem. Your Greatest Dream by Kenneth Semyon Sr. Your greatest dream can be achieved with a goal, vision, and determination. Small steps in the right direction will get you to your destination. You can begin by identifying sources of inspiration and gathering the necessary tools. Then create some guidelines and activate effective monitoring rules. Be sure to include an I can attitude, commitment, and perseverance. Then add a hefty dose of energy, enthusiasm, and adherence. Be careful not to dwell on the presence of fear, doubt, or procrastination. Involve the experience and expertise of others with similar aspirations. One key to always remember is that great achievers never do it alone. Therefore, surround yourself with people of character, integrity, and solidity like stone. In the midst of adversity, there are opportunities for you to shine. Just continue to tackle challenges with an open mind. Naysayers in times of uncertainty are sure to come. Nevertheless, you must believe that you have already won. All of the above elements are essential to your success. Know that you have what it takes, and be encouraged to give it your best. Community announcement. From the Blind Side, Who Really Needs to Be Healed? By Robert Parrish. Have you ever had someone approach you and ask, "Can I pray for you?" Several times I've had people ask me this question. Now, I know what the answer is, but I also always ask them why. Of course, the answer is for my eyes to be healed. My response is always no, and that I am fine like I am. What is this obsession that people have about blind and visually impaired persons to have perfect vision? It reminds me of the so-called perfect images that appear on television or in magazines. Somehow greater society seems to think that if you use a white cane, get around in a wheelchair, or carry an oxygen tank, that you are not complete or whole. This perspective is disproven as many blind or disabled persons live full lives. They are raising their own families, have jobs ranging from factory workers to being lawyers, and are leaders in their communities. Many of us who are blind or visually impaired people know and understand that the hope that one can achieve is within. It is the belief that says we will find other ways to achieve our goals in spite of challenges we may have. The words of the late James Benton, who said, "Never say can't," are part of us. Given the above, then, it is clear that it is not necessarily the blind community that needs to be healed. It is the so-called normal American society. We help to heal their low expectations and attitudes as we live out what is possible. Yes, there are those within our ranks who themselves feed into negative stereotyping. They are influenced by the poor attitudes and low expectations reflected toward them. But even they can be shaped, along with the greater society, by the encouraging words, "Never say can't." Blind and Visually Impaired Support Group. Hello all, we are thrilled to announce the launch of a brand new support group designed specifically for individuals with blindness or low vision, and we want you to be a part of it. Launch details: date Thursday, January 11th, 2024. Time 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Location: Powell Drive Neighborhood Center, 740 Powell Drive, Raleigh, North Carolina. Frequency: second Thursday of every month. This group is a place where you can engage in fun activities, learn through educational workshops, enjoy social gatherings, receive peer support, and participate in community advocacy. Whether you are someone with blindness or low vision, a family member, a friend, or a professional in the field, your presence will enrich our community. What we offer: a creative and supportive environment, a platform for personal growth and learning, opportunities to connect and socialize, a chance to be an active voice in the community. Be a founding member. As a founding member, you'll have the unique opportunity to help us choose a creative name for our group. Your input is invaluable, and together we will create a space that reflects our collective vision. Get in touch. To learn more or confirm your attendance, please contact us at 919-830-3950. Our mission: to empower and enrich the lives of individuals with blindness or low vision by fostering a supportive community that encourages connection, support, and personal development. Our vision: to create an inclusive and accessible environment that promotes independence, advocacy, and a strong sense of community among individuals with blindness or low vision. Join our Facebook group. Stay connected and join the conversation by following our Facebook group. Founders Jennifer and Ebony are dedicated to making this group a cornerstone for empowerment and inclusion in Raleigh. We can't wait to welcome you to our first meeting. Warm regards. Thank you, Emily Ebony Thompson, area code 843-270-4913. I'll also mention that there is a lengthy link to a Facebook group that's listed in here that's too long for me to read. If you'd like a link to the Facebook group, I would encourage you to contact Ebony Thompson, and I will read her number again. Her phone number is 843-270-4913. Fundraising activities. GMS Frederick Douglass McEachern Community Garden Fundraiser by William Tubalaja. Hi, I am selling these pins with magnetic backing to raise funds for the GMS Frederick Douglass McEachern Community Garden. They are $10 each. You can pay through PayPal or Venmo. Message me with your mailing address and I'll ship your order to you. PayPal, https://paypal.me/GMFPCC. Venmo at William-Tubalaja. I'll spell that T-U-B-I-L-L-E-J-A. Image description. Circular 1.5-inch metal pin with a GMS bell graphic, print GMS, print Braille GMS in school colors, gold and blue. Fundraising event. Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind fundraiser. Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind is having a fundraiser. Do you like chocolate? Do you like nuts? Do you like helping out nonprofits? Well, here is a way you can do it all. The Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind, a nonprofit organization, is having a fundraiser. When you buy delicious treats from rwcb.terrylynn.com, I'll spell that, T-E-R-R-I-L-Y-N-N.com, you will also make a generous donation to the Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind. So please check out rwcb.terrylynn.com often. We thank you for your help. If you want to call, you must call Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number is 1-800-323-0775. You must tell them you are calling with the Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind. Lawrence Carter, President, Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind. nccbinfo.org. Phone 919-856-0034. Spread the word. Join GMSAA. Becoming a member of the Alumni Association is easy. Go to www.gmsaai.org and click on Join GMSAAI to fill out the registration form. Print out the form and mail it to us with your $20 annual dues. It's that simple. What is the purpose of GMSAA? Number 1, to promote goodwill among the blind and deaf communities. Number 2, to work with the Governor Moorhead School for the betterment of the student body. Number 3, to provide merit and charitable awards and scholarships to blind and deaf students who are pursuing vocational training or post-secondary education. Number 4, to promote and encourage the education of blind and deaf children and adults throughout North Carolina. Who can join GMSAA? Any person who has attended the Governor Moorhead School, any campus of the North Carolina State School for the Blind and Deaf, any school that may be established by the state of North Carolina for the express purpose of educating blind or deaf children, or any person who is interested in helping the association. Coming soon to a newsstand near you. The next issue of the Alumni Connection will be distributed at the end of March 2024. The deadline for submission of articles, committee reports, and announcements will be March 21st, 2024. Let your voice be heard. Who's on the board of directors? President Ricky Scott, Vice President Donna Permar, Treasurer Timothy W. Snyder, Secretary Tamika Polk Davis, Assistant Secretary Vanessa Lowry, Leola Dorsey, Margaret Carter, Annette Glenn, Janie Garland, Carla Smith, Tamika O'Kelly, Jonna Simmons. The Board of Directors meets quarterly. For updated information on meeting agenda items, meeting dates or times, or other information, please contact Dr. Ricky Scott, President, at 919-673-8300 or rickyscott09@gmail.com. Contribute to the Alumni Connection. The Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association reserves the right to edit for grammar, content, and formatting any material submitted for publication in this newsletter. All submissions must include the name of the author. Submissions can be emailed to rickyscott09@gmail.com. I've been reading today from Alumni Connection, the newsletter for the Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association, Issue 4, the Winter Edition 2024 of the newsletter. This is Brian LeBlanc for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Thank you for listening today, and we will talk to you next time on Alumni Connection.